I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Happy Veterans Day to all our veterans, and thank you. It's a debt of gratitude show dedicated to you today. Alan West couldn't be with us today, as he usually is on Veterans Day. He'll be here tomorrow, though, and we'll say that again. Dave McCormick is a veteran. He's very much in the news. He's here at 1:10 today. He's going to show up at the orientation for new senators, and Chuck Schumer says, no, you're not. Now, I think Dave was 82nd Airborne, so maybe he'll parachute in. All right, so a lot of stuff to get to, though, that's in the news. Tom Homan, we're going to play you some cuts from him just in a second. Former head of ICE, and then I think he was Homeland Security a bit. He has been announced as not only the border czar, but also the deportation czar. And he has said, pretty much, we're going to go after the criminals and national security threats first. It'll be ICE, not the military. So why in the world is this so controversial? Democrats, the resistance, they're out there all over the place saying they're going to resist at all accounts. And I'm going to play you Democrat Representative Moulton. He's from Massachusetts. He's under fire and he's doubling down because he told the New York Times, and then I have some sound of him, that why is he not able to say he doesn't want his girls playing, they play sports, against males who might injure them or unfairly compete against them. And for that, the world is ending for this guy. They can't change. They're not going to change. What the Democrats are going to try to do is to camouflage better, if they can, exactly what they're all about. Now, I have my big list today. A lot of action over the weekend. Linda Kearns and others saying they should have been, where are they on the list? I have the top 10 of people who here in Pennsylvania, meaning they're here in Pennsylvania, their activities were here in Pennsylvania, delivered Pennsylvania for President Trump. You may differ, everybody knows who number one is, but you may differ with my second choice. All right, Jim, are we ready there? Oh, Henry, okay, here we go. Here is, this is cut 17. Here's a little bit of a flashback. Tom Homan, duking it out when he was the head of ICE with AOC. By the way, AOC's district, first time in 70 years, the Democrat presidential candidate did not get over 70%. That's how well Trump did in the district of districts. That would be Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. He got into the, I think he got around 32%, so they couldn't even break 70% in the district where 80, 85, 90 you need most times. That's how widespread this was. By the way, I'm a giant. I don't mind it. It was awkward a little bit. I'm about getting ready to pay yesterday. Guy comes up, listener, real nice listener, as I'm pivoting to go pay after putting stuff in our bags, and says he was just at Tun Tavern, the really developed Tun Tavern, the Marines, where they were founded in downtown Philadelphia. How big the crowd was and how happy it was. I wrote it down right there in the back of the grocery slip for Veterans Day. And I think you're seeing that, and you're seeing anguish in other quarters. Here's Homan, though, toe-to-toe with AOC.
Right. administration.
What I'm saying, this is not the only paper where we've given the secretary numerous options to secure the border and save lives.
And so the recommendation of the many that you recommended family separation.
I recommended zero tolerance.
Which includes family separation.
The same as it is with every U.S. citizen parent gets arrested when they're with a child.
Zero tolerance was interpreted as the policy that separated children from their
If
parents.
I get arrested for DUI and I have a young child in a car, I'm going to be separated. When I was a police officer in New York and I arrested a father for domestic violence, I separated that
Mr.
father
Holman,
from his family.
With all due respect, legal asylees are not charged with any crime.
When you're in the country illegally, it's violation 8 United States Code 1325.
Seeking asylum is legal.
If you want to seek asylum, you go through the port of entry, do it the legal way. The Attorney General of the United States has made that clear.
Okay.
All right, look, here's what's not going to happen, and I think this is fine. I don't know about you. You may differ. We'll see. The Trump administration is not going to wholesale on inaugural day or any day after that, taking in a million people, the military kicking in doors. That's not going to happen, right? That's what they're trying to tell people. What they're going to do with professionals from ICE, maybe hundreds or thousands of them, do what they did before on a grander scale. They're going to target between now and then criminals, national security risks, etc. And they're going to remove them in a kind of surgical manner. Now, it'll be messy. Some of these people will have weapons, and you'll see all that. But that's exactly what America voted for. And that's exactly what I want, and I think that's what's going to happen. Here's a little bit more of this Representative Moulton. This is Cut 23. Now, over the weekend, I did Newsmax again, and I was on with somebody who's a former Bernie Sanders advisor, now a Republican. He's African-American, writing for Daily Caller. What turned him? Well, he was on with me as the other panelist. He'll be here at 2 o'clock today. Will Pierce, maybe you've seen his stuff. But this Representative Moulton said what I said in that column I keep on referencing that I wrote at the Delaware Valley Journal about a week or so before the election. You watch how this issue is going to play out, and boy, did it. And they hate it. They don't know what to do, and that's not the overall transgender issue per se. Yeah, what Harris said and all that. The part of it that really played out is what she said, how radical that was. But it's males playing against females. People don't want it. How many times do we have to tell you this? They don't care. They're wedded to it. That woman playing for San Jose State has had, well, male masquerading as a woman or whatever terminology we want to use, has 250 kill shots in volleyball. That means somebody can jump over the net at a high level, smash the ball down on the other side. That's enormous. It's record-setting when you take into account seven games have been forfeited. Seven. And already, 250 kills. Now, there have been people really injured. You can get really injured in volleyball. I'm talking about at a high level. And this is exactly the type of thing people don't want. And these women are speaking up. An assistant coach on the team did. And yet they continue to back this stuff. And they're going to continue to back it because they believe in it and significant numbers of their party. In fact, I have a cut here from CNN. Thanks for all these cuts, Henry. It was a lot. Not allowing an African-American commentator to say what I just said. He's outraged. This guy would have put this guy, you cut it, right? The guy's saying, what an insult. I'm not allowing it. I wish the other guy had said, oh, yeah, what are you going to do about it, buddy? Can you imagine this guy? We'll play that in a minute. Here is Representative Moulton in Massachusetts under fire. He doubled down. He has girls that play sports. Here's what he said.
And so help me draw the line here between what you said, which is that as the father of daughters, you are fearful they're going to be, that they might be run over by formerly male athletes, to guaranteeing transgender people the right to participate in sports teams that match their gender identity. How do you hold all of that at the same time?
Oh, sure. I mean, look, this is exactly the debate we have to have. And candidly, I'm not an expert on these issues. I mean, there are people in the community who have much more specific views, you know, but one of the consensus views that I've been hearing is that kids play co-ed sports all the time, right? I mean, I've got little kids who are just on co-ed soccer teams and everything, and that's totally normal. It's been fine for generations. But it's very different when you get to competitive sports at the college level, for example. And I've heard anecdotes from parents who've reached out to me over the past several days who share these concerns, who think it's just unfair that, you know, transgender women or men are able to compete against their daughters. And so that's the debate that we really have to have. And I think that there are some reasonable questions about what's fair from a competitiveness perspective and also what's safe at those levels.
There is
and
no
so
debate.
Just broadening out.
Oh, go ahead. You go. Let's hear a little
bit
more. Sorry.
Go, just more broadly. I hear what you're saying about you want more debate. You want to be able to talk about these things. Mm-hmm. What do you say to the people in your party, though, who say this isn't up for debate? I don't want to debate these things. These are things I believe, and I don't think we should be even considering another position on this or a number of issues.
If you just keep preaching and talking down to people, if you just ignore the majority of voters, then that's fine. You can have that position, but we're going to keep losing elections. And in the business of politics, you actually have to win if you want to make change. And I really want to make change for the American people, and I want to protect people who are going to be attacked by Trump and the Republicans. We got to win elections to do that.
There is no way, all right? And he said something different to the New York Times. And Maureen Dowd, writing in the New York Times yesterday, with all that, she's still the principal op-ed writer in the country, right? With all the things she could have said about the election. I was just finishing my column for the Delaware Valley Journal. It should be in there this week. And in there, that column, not once but twice, she referenced, she said, these women who might support abortion rights, they also want fairness for their daughters in sports, not the nonsense that we're seeing. And then she went through what Moulton said and what fire he was under. Because he said, why can't I say that? Because you can't, buddy. You're in the wrong party. They're not going to let you. There is no solution here. These gender identity athletes, they can play in their biological sport. It's that simple. They're not going to play in these other sports. And there's going to be a war over this. Then you know what tactic happened over the weekend. They started to say, imagine making this the number one issue in the election when it only affects a handful of people. Who said that before? Quick quiz. Remember Martha Raddatz with Vance? Only a handful. Only a handful. When they're at it, this is what they resort to. It's only a handful. No one made this the number one issue in the election. But there's only so many times you can hammer home the economy, the border, constant, constant, constant. This was a change-up. It's like a pitcher. And it resonated with people. It connected the dots on those that now saw how radical Harris was, how radical the Democrat Party is. No sane, reasonable person is going to say males ought to be competing against females in the manner we're talking about. They're just not. They're not going to go along with it. No matter how much you harass them, scold them, say only a handful, they're not going to do it. It's going to be around 80%. How many issues get you 80%? Very few. All right, got a lot more sound today. Dave McCormick is here at 1:10. Great to have him. He's in the center of the news. My big list coming up at 12:30. Waiting to hear the second one, Henrietta, I'll tell you during the break. Might be some controversy over that because the big list last week of the big moments of I had to extend it to 11. And some people have no sense of humor. Like, you know, they keep on trying to just make the same old point. Have a little bit of fun with it. You know, this isn't meant to be scientific. It's meant to be a little bit provocative.
Yeah, for example, of course. That's why you make lists in the first place.
Yeah, for example, one on my list is Loschel's Bakery. And why did I put that on? Just as an illustration. It's like 11, I think. I put it on there, have a little fun. But Loschel's got people going. They wanted to show support for Trump. It ended up 46,000. If they're listening, they call in to 3,000.
Yeah.
It was like a horse race. It was an inspiration. It kept us going in the dog days of the campaign. I think that was important. It showed what was happening here.
Yeah, it was a microcosm of the election.
Yeah. Don't just send me Elon Musk. Same stuff. Come on, stop it already. So I'll give you the second most important is going to be, I'll tell you during the break, Henry, it's a good one. It'll get people, oh, you guys, come on now. All right, side question today, thanks to Minnie in Texas. Hit us with something that is worth the calories. Might be a lot of calories, but it's worth it. I'm going to take off the board gelato. Ro got me onto that a while ago. Oh, man. And it comes in just the right size that you might consume the whole thing, which you really shouldn't. That you got to stop, but it's hard to stop once you get going for dessert, particularly if you eat it right out of the container. And the container is fancy. It doesn't look like a ice cream carton. Can't do that. That's bad.
Yeah, that's nice still on my list. I've never tried gelato.
Oh, you got to try it. I'll bring some in.
Oh, please.
Yeah, so I'll take gelato off. I didn't count the calories. Oh, man, if I do, millions. Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, so mine's not very common around here, I don't think. Have you ever heard of a fat sandwich?
I have not.
So a fat sandwich is essentially, we'll say, a cheesesteak, but on the cheesesteak is probably fries, mozzarella sticks, a bunch of, ranch dressing, okay. Things like that. It's a mess of a sandwich, but when you're in college and you're hungover and you need something right. To eat on a Sunday afternoon, really hits the spot and it's worth
the calories. Is that like a Primanti sandwich?
Yeah, something exactly. Like that.
Yeah, they have coleslaw on it, too.
Oh, yeah, okay. maybe minus the coleslaw on this one.
Okay, all right, that's a good one. It's worth the calories, hangover, everything else, sure. All right, Stefanik, Elise Stefanik is going to be the UN ambassador. We told you that last week. That is right on the money. Stephen Miller, remember this guy. This guy gets the juices going on the other side. He is going to be the chief of policy. He's the perfect guy for that. Nobody is going to dig into the minutiae of policy and setting policy and tightening things up in Trump world than Stephen Miller. So far, this is an all-star number of picks. Some of the biggest are yet to come, like Attorney General. That is going to be, and it's obvious to me, no Mike Pompeo, which I'm surprised. I like Mike Pompeo, but they don't want him to have any leverage for 2028. I don't think he's a threat, but they do. They want J.D. Vance. So you can see the hands of Donald Trump Jr. all over this process. I think Mike Pompeo is excellent. There's no way I see him being elected president, but they don't want to take a chance. They want Vance to be the nominee in 2028. All right, hit us with that. 855-839-1210. Coming up, Morning Joe says, why didn't the Democrats get what he was saying about Leah Thomas? Who knew that Morning Joe attacked Leah Thomas way back when? I don't remember that. All right, and your calls. Hit us with something worth the calories here on Talk Radio 12.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
12:10. All right, it is dump time here on Veterans Day. Thank you to every veteran listening or family members of veterans to thank them for us. Dave McCormick, who is a veteran here at 110, he'll break down what's going on with election denier, Bob Casey Jr., because the count is just next to impossible for him to win in this. And will McCormick go to the Senate orientation? Chuck Schumer says he won't allow him in there. Oh, man, you got to hear this one at 110 today. All right, couple of things. Remember, we were told, and we had on a great guy right in the center of the action in North Carolina, but it was also Florida, that FEMA was not responding to people. They were slow walking it. People were really harmed. Comes out over the weekend. Kudos to the Daily Wire getting interviews and emails and all the rest with one of the regional managers of FEMA who has either been changed to another position or dismissed. It's a little hard to tell. For telling FEMA workers, do not knock on the doors, don't go to those places that have Trump signage. It's just, this is going to be out there now for years as this develops. They're going to be called before the House. Now, this person, it's not enough to dismiss from FEMA. They should be charged criminally if this turns out to be absolutely true, which it does. We have to go after criminal charges here. Don't go to the houses that have Trump signage. Avoid them. Bypass them. Don't give them government aid in the middle of this. Exactly what we were talking about. Exactly the type of thing that went on. Stunning, and we'll continue to follow this as we see what happens as they get before the House of Representatives. Our buddy Alan, not a guy, sent me a snapshot of her local Giant with a big sign. In fact, it should say warning, warning. Remember we had Dr. Marty on Friday talking food allergies, food, RFK Jr.? It says, we want you to know that chestnuts will be in open bins in the produce aisle during the holiday season. You know, the chestnut is big in the holidays. I like a good chestnut. So just being in the produce bins, they have to put up in red giant warning signs. You know, the first, this is years ago. This may be 15 years ago that a lot of this stuff started with peanut allergies. That was the big thing in play. I'd be interested to know if RFK Jr. is there, why we see so many allergies now. Particularly, this started off with peanut allergies. And I'm not saying for some it's not a real thing, but imagine having to put up signage because you're going to have chestnuts, not roasting on the open fire, but they're going to be there in the produce department in open bins. Wow. This is cut 20, Henry. Here's a little bit more of President Trump. What's his plan for mass deportations of criminal illegal aliens?
I spoke to the president-elect on the phone 48 hours after his victory and asked him what he believes his mandate is. He told me it's to bring common sense back to the country. As for day one, he told me I think we have a lot of firsts and brought up strengthening the border. I pressed him on the price tag of his mass deportation plan, which experts say could be in the billions. He told me, quote, it's not a question of price tag. Really, we have no choice. When people have killed and murdered, they're not staying here. There is no price tag.
All right. This is the next angle. You notice you're following the playbook here. What's the next angle after a handful and all that? How much is this going to cost? And I know you're thinking, well, wait a minute. Let's tabulate the cost of all the damage done by having people here illegally. Let's tabulate that. Does that not trump whatever cost it takes to have people self-deport? Or is the case, I told you, what's going to happen? Now, somebody hit me an interesting observation on Twitter. Could Trump be threatening this in order to get, other than those that are here criminally, to get Congress to change representation where it's not based on numbers, district by district, it's based on citizenship? Well, that's a great thought. That would be great leverage. I think Democrats would allow you to deport people. They want it as an issue and fight that rather than changing it to say, you know what, we're not going to count you because this is what they want. They want to continually flood districts with people that are here illegally because it's on the count. It gives them more power that way. And ultimately, they think that somehow or another, they're going to get them to be able to vote. So, no, I don't think Trump will have the ability to do that. One thing I saw over the weekend, I didn't mention it before, I hadn't seen it before, is Trump talking about removing any number, and he's done it in the first term a little bit, of federal agencies from Washington. That does a lot. It takes them away from the Washington think. It puts them out there among the people. And it starts to cut down on the number of federal workers in places like, oh, I don't know, Virginia, which could become a swing state. So we'll watch to see if Trump is actually able to move more federal agencies out of the Washington area and Washington, D.C. Now, I think you'd want the FBI and the others to be there. They got to be close to the center of power, et cetera. And that is going to be fascinating to see what Trump does with Department of Justice, but the FBI. And call me too parochial, but you know, one of the things I want to know about the people behind telling good Catholics, because they were conservative Catholics, that they might be domestic terrorists. Remember that, taking down their license plate numbers and all that? The FBI in Richmond? We never have been told who they are, why they did that. They said they can't testify. It's a personnel matter. No. I think Trump's got to put in somebody there. That's one of the first tension points, one of the first areas to get rid of it. Right there is the place to go. All right, we'll take your calls, too, at 855-839-1210. Something that is worth the calories. And hit me with your thoughts on where we are so far. Stefanik is a perfect choice for UN ambassador. Perfect choice. And I like Homan in this role. And Homan is not going to go wild. You're not going to see military. We're not going to hear any of that stuff. That's not what they're going to do. This is going to be surgical. It's not going to give them a lot of fodder. They'll still complain about it on the other side. Not going to be excess here, anything like that. Also, coming up, Joe Picozzi wins in Northeast Philadelphia. We told you about the state Senate race. We're trying to get him on. The opponent has conceded. And that's a big moment. First time we've had anybody at that level of office in Philadelphia in quite a while. The Inquirer blames Bob Brady for all this stuff. We're back to Bob Brady, who was a guest on the show on Friday. And coming up, I will give you my big list, the top 10 persons or entities. And by entities, I mean a group of people, not, you know, something like that. I think you're going to like this. I think you're going to call in. You may joust with me a little bit over it. I made it 11, that had delivered Pennsylvania for Trump. You know, it wasn't just the policies. It wasn't just Trump. My point is, you need this type of infrastructure to win a state like Pennsylvania. Who were the people that triggered this? One or two of them you're going to be surprised about, I think. You might guess who I think number one is. I don't think there's any dispute. That would be impossible. You know, I would be preposterous if you call in with anybody but that. All right, phone line, so get in right now. 855-839-1210. Hey, cap off the NFL week with a chance to win, NFL this week, with a chance to win FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. New customers, you can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins on tonight's game. So tonight, Monday night matchup, you can bet on an anytime touchdown, over, under rushing yards, over, under passing, scores, first score and all that. You got to go there one time. You'll see what I mean. You can make a quick 3 or 4 or 5 same game parlay to really increase the odds of scoring a lot of money. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/Dom to make every moment more this season. FanDuel is the sportsbook, is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. I had all that teasing, and I left the big list in my bag here. I got to get, oh, here it is. It is time, Henry.
You need order? You need structure? Why even question who to turn to? Dom Giordano tells you what's big and important in today's world.
And what order you need to care about it in.
It's time for Dom Giordano's Big List.
All right, let me be clear on this big list because people get antsy. These are the 10 people or entities that made up of people right here in Pennsylvania, primarily, that delivered Pennsylvania for Trump. All right, in 11th position, we've added 11. It's the Jim Kenney rule, just for fun, kind of. Loschel's, the bakery. 46,000 Trump, what is it, 3,500 Harris. People still buying them, I've heard. They want to get to 50,000. In 10th position, I just teased on Twitter today, I'd be doing the big list on this because so many people responded the other day. that a guy named David Winkler said to me, well, I probably won't be on the list, but I wanted you to know I ran against Madeline Dean.
Oh.
And I know that if he's listening, David, please call in or somebody knows him. I wanted you to know my mission. I realize how hard it is to beat the Dean of Decency, but my mission was to pick off as many votes by having a good campaign, a viable thing for President Trump at the same time in Montgomery County. David, you made it. That really impressed me, that kind of attitude. Incrementalism. Yeah. And it was better this time. He did better than previous people, I think. So, David, you're in 10th position. 9th position, the Delaware Valley Journal. Now, I'm a homer on this. I write there. But the Delaware Valley Journal categorized stories across the suburbs and what was happening, like the Bucks County lines, etc., in counter to anybody else in the media other than Talk Radio 1210. So Linda and others there, Delaware Valley Journal, I have in the 9th position. In 8, it's a whole bunch of people in Philadelphia who kept down or pumped up the Trump vote. Joe DeFelice, Kevin Kelly, Jody Della Barbara, and Joe down in South Philly all did that. In 7th, Dave McCormick, who's on the show today because he ran a good race, defeated Casey, and he really helped, I think, Trump in a place like Pittsburgh. 6th place, you probably never heard of this guy. Maybe. He's been on the station. Cliff Maloney. Cliff Maloney led, I wouldn't call it a poor man's Scott Presler, but he ran a similar thing that was wildly successful also. Mail-in ballot mainly across the state where voter registration. He was on with Rich, I think, once. And he did a heck of a job. In 5th, our buddy, Captain Sean Parnell. He had the toughest task of all, leading the mail-in ballot. And I think they improved by 5% this year. In 4th position, she's not going to like it, even though it's a top 4 out of the whole world. Linda Kearns.
Ooh.
Secretary of Integrity. What, she's going to beat these? In 3rd position, got to be Jim Worthington. Not only did Worthington, the number one fundraiser in the country, he's got it. He's not just a cheerleader. He's the one that picked out McDonald's and convinced the guy to do it. You know, the guy needed some convincing.
Yeah.
And he has his own building. How many cheerleaders have their own building where he can help rallies for 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people? In 2nd position, Henry, the Talk Radio 1210 host and listeners.
Yeah.
There you go.
Little pat on the back there.
Yeah, exactly. Where else across the state? It's a blowtorch. And drum roll, please. The number one. No drum roll for this guy. Wait, I'm going to have to wait for the drum roll. It's worthy of this. I think people might be able to guess. There we go. That is the one and only Scott Presler. So here's the list. The top 11. Presler, Talk Radio 1210, host and listeners, Jim Worthington, Bucks County, Linda Kearns, Sean Parnell, Cliff Maloney, Dave McCormick, the Philly people, Delaware Valley Journal, Dave Winkler, and Lo Schultz. All right, Henry, you disputed some the other day. Is there, you have no dispute with one, right?
No. One, it absolutely should be Scott Presler. No one worked harder than him. I got to put Linda Kearns in the top 3, though. I mean, above us and the listeners.
Oh,
I understand we all did our part here.
Oh, man.
But the amount of paperwork I think Linda had to go through, I think.
All right, that's
enough torture to put her in
you
the
know
top
what?
Three.
If you ever text her, just text her. I'm sure she let her make her case here. I'll make my case. She's only one person doing well, and it was great. And I think the argument I would make is she not only helped to keep the election, no shenanigans, but our people bought into that because we had her on there. But where did she mainly get her message out? Talk radio 1210.
Fair point.
Yes.
Fair point.
You go. So, Linda, call in, or let's get her off for a moment. How can she dispute the top 4? Oh, my God. Come on. I really had to go back and forth with Kearns, Worthington, and Talk Radio 1210, but I had to go with Talk Radio 1210. I was thinking of putting it first and Scott Presler second, but come on.
No.
You just can't. You can only go so
that,
far.
That guy
this.
Pushed himself to complete exhaustion.
Oh,
like,
God.
Got to be number one.
He had a staff of 70 by the end of this. Ugh. It's like we made him up. You can't imagine. And he's already back going for 2026 now. That's shocking. All right, you can give me your reaction to that at 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You push pound 1210. Henry, is there anybody else, though, that you think was worthy out there, minor or otherwise? I think I captured most of them.
Yeah, I think you got the essence of it pretty spot on. I don't think there's any more local additions you could throw on there.
No, and across the state. Look, I don't know the whole state and all that stuff, but... these people here, I know what they did here, and we were in the center of the action in southeastern Pennsylvania. What happened in those collared counties in Philadelphia made all the difference. All right, so 855-839-1210, that's how you'll get it. I'll put this up on Twitter, then the snipers can start on it. But the Locials just came to me last night. Ah, what the heck? I think the cookie thing got people going. They couldn't wait to vote and inspired it. Every day we need the cookie updates.
Yeah, it made people feel like, oh, we have a chance this time around.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And Eric Trump was the originator of it when we had him on. It was a lot of fun. I don't know if they reach 50,000 or not, but that's the Jim Kenney slot. The future big list, we'll probably have 11. The 11th is sort of just a fun thing to put in there. I'm still getting over when they sent Jim Kenney out there. That was a moment. Oh, guess what James Carville said over the weekend was the number one moment that sunk Kamala Harris. The number one moment on my big list last week. When she was on The View, she got that layup. How do you differ in Biden? He said the same thing. It makes a lot of sense. I know you think the assassination and all that, yes, but the media tamped that down, et cetera. That was a bad moment for Harris. It took away anything, change candidacy, whatever. And the stealth issue that I think beat out abortion came in third place among issues was the transgender stuff. Abortion did not move the needle like I think this did with low propensity voters. All right. Let's go to Alan in Hamilton. Side question today. For many, something that is worth the calories. All right, Alan, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Afternoon, Alan. Hi.
Hello. I'd like to nominate the Donkey Steak, Camden's Finest, the Delaware Valley's Finest.
What makes that so worth it? How many calories? What else is in there?
More calories than I can imagine.
Okay.
And steak and cheese and... the onions.
Right. Yeah.
With onion, Bermuda onions.
I love the Bermuda onion. Yeah, I've heard of it. It's in Camden, right?
That's right, and you should go there, because if you do, you'll join the club.
All right, I don't see myself eating that anytime soon.
Oh, I got to try it, because
as much
hype as, like, Angelo's gets around here, like, I think it's the same thing with donkeys. Like, you got to go try it.
Well, it was actually in the show that was set in Jenkintown. Why am I blanking?
I'm blanking on it, too.
I know it because of the cramp pan. Well, we'll think of the name of it. But they did an adventure there, kind of a mystery or something, at that spot. Yeah, it's
the Goldbergs.
Prominent. Goldbergs, yeah. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Hit us. Don't wait till the very end to see what people do. And give me your reaction to the big list. That's how I see what happened here in Pennsylvania. Always looking for other big list areas, something you'd like to hear. It's a lot of fun when people concoct their own, and some people get kind of crazy with it. I thought the moments of the campaign were pretty much spot on. And I still think Harris doing what she did, because the Trump shooting, it was enormous at the time. But then as, you know, things went on, it just, the media was able to suppress it, even with the second that was there. I mean, the people that saw that were Trump supporters, they were galvanized even more, no doubt. But Harris on The View, that was an unforced error, big time. All right. You know, it's important to make sure that our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and of course, pure, clean drinking water. There's a lot of news about drinking water these days. Do what I did. Count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Kinetico system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of that tap is crystal clear, all natural water. Not only is it the best tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family is passionate about water. They'll put their 46 years of experience to work for you. I know our guy, Dwayne, has been out to the house, and customer service is beyond belief. Attention to detail. They love showing you getting those impurities out of the water. This is a free test, and they recommend solutions that make sense for you. So contact Martin Water Conditioning. They'll take great care of you. You can do it two ways. Go to martinwater.com or call 800-887-7555. 800-887. All right, Dom Giordano show. So Linda Kern's mom may have been, just Henry telling me that, disputes the positioning there on the big list. And somebody on Twitter, you can't rate stuff like that. I just asked why. Well, what in the world? Why can't I rate who it is I think delivered Pennsylvania to Trump? Why?
There's nothing wrong with it.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm going to continue to do the big list. I don't know how, having fun with the big list, et cetera. And if you don't like part of it, you can give me your, send me your own. Put it up on my Twitter at DomShow1210. Oh, man. I'm listening, watching women now on Fox and TikTok shave their heads like those women in France who did it because they consorted with Nazis because of the Trump win. They're also taking it. And I read for our book club, This book about a woman in Dickens, London, I guess it was, who ran a place where women could go to off their husband with various poisons that were not detectable. Women now are touting this aqua tofina tattoos of it.
That's how you say
it. As it go back to 17th century something, an Italian woman who did the same thing with helping you poison men. Because of the men in this election. Oh, my God. This is the way to win hearts and minds. Poison your significant other. Coming off this.
I can tell you in that video you sent me earlier, none of those people are married. They don't have to worry about
it. That's exactly right. In fact, here's a little bit of it. You have to listen closely. Here's the woman at the end whispering what this is all about. What to do to these nasty men. Cut 12.
Am I right? Aqua Tofana. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. Aqua Tofana.
You know.
Let's poison men. Cut 10, Henry, going to play next. Let me set this up. Bernie Sanders was all over Sunday shows. And he's going to make the point here that Biden kept his word on being the most progressive president since FDR. Now, thank God Biden did this in addition to the mental lapses and all that. We get it. But I told you the root of all of this pain. And in the next hour, the Inquirer's got a headline today after all this saying that they're interviewing people saying the Republicans were tricky with economic. Yeah. How GOP messaging broke through a booming economy to reach Trump voters. A booming economy. Here's Sanders. And we told you this early on, Biden was meeting with these historians and others who served their grandfather or something serves with FDR. They filled his head up, even as much as you can with his dolt, telling him to be big. He had to do FDR. He had to do LBJ. Bernie Sanders gives him an A for that effort. Listen to this.
You've heard some of the reaction throughout the Democratic Party. How much do you personally blame President Biden for this loss?
President Biden, when he came into office, said that he would be the most progressive president since FDR. And I think on domestic issues, not foreign policy, on domestic issues, he has kept his word, and the agenda that he has pushed through has been an extraordinarily strong one. But that agenda has got to be placed within the overall context of American society today. and that American society today is one in which tens of millions of working families and elderly people are struggling, but, while the people on top have never had it so good.
But, Senator, should he have gotten out of the race more quickly?
Okay, they're going off the point on that one, Henry. Thank you. So this is the point with Biden. He did what he did. That's where the inflation came from. And they still refuse to at least ask for forgiveness for doing this to middle-class Americans. I'm looking at the Inquirer here. They interview people who are middle-class Americans, and they say these people are complaining. They've had to cut back on stuff. Why should they have to cut back? What was the national emergency that made them have to cut back? Nothing. Biden wanted to go big. When you print money in this manner, the dollar is, and by the way, great news on the dollar since the election of President Trump, zooming back to its rightful place. Biden did it. He broke it. And the middle class suffered. Oh, so you're willing to vote for Trump just because of the economy? Well, what were Democrats going to do differently? What is it they were going to do for people other than mock them, scold them, and tell them they couldn't vote for Trump? They had nothing, and they were going to continue to crush them with inflation. All right, coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll get you an update from the guy right in the center of the news, Senator-elect, I think he's Senator, Dave McCormick, who still has Bob Casey Jr. somehow or another having people challenge and count ballots, even though I think he's about 40,000 down. Schumer says he will not seat him for orientation. Dave, and you're going to hear him, says he's going. Uh-oh. All right, that all unfolds next here on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.